Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ECCR Live. My name's Keith. I'm the producer of the show, and this is presented by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com. Electronic cigarettes containing 5 to 15 times as much formaldehyde as traditional tobacco cigarettes. That is the subject we will be talking about today. And, you know, it's been circling all across the internet. Once again, this is one of those things we have to address, not because we want to address it, but because we're forced to address it because it's such a lie. And that is where we are today. So, alternative media is putting out there. Another study finds e-cigs may contain formaldehyde. Notice the word may. And then you got the mainstream media. Before you vape, high levels of formaldehyde hidden in electronic cigarettes. And then you got e-cigarettes can churn out high levels of formaldehyde. Can, may, might. These are all important words. And then right here, WebMD. When users turn up the heat, formaldehyde levels may increase as well. So far, the most honest report from any website I have found, and it's all stemmed from this New England Journal of Medicine report put out by a careless doctor. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we're going to dive into today. We have put a rebuttal, the big lie, myth of formaldehyde in e-cigs. This is our rebuttal because it is the truth. The truth is it's a big lie, and we have to tell you the truth because the formaldehyde levels are not higher in e-cigs compared to the tobacco. It's preposterous. So I'm going to go ahead and read this story. There have been many false claims of e-cigarette dangers, but the latest report about formaldehyde in e-cigs may just take the cake. E-cig companies probably did a double take when reading the headline, especially those that already pay close attention to e-cig safety. The analysis was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine and claimed that the vaping of e-cigs exposed the user to formaldehyde at a rate of 5 to 15 times that of traditional tobacco cigarettes. That's the kind of conclusion that gets our attention in a naturally skeptical way. Turns out our inclinations were right, as criticism of the report has grown as people dig further. When I first saw this report, I dug deep, and the more I dug, I mean, all you gotta do is read his report, and you can see that it's flawed right off the bat. It's like, okay, so, you know, there's nothing of substance there to even report on. So I don't know why this is even news, or made it anywhere, with the whole formaldehyde debate. The study was co-authored by Dr. James F. Pankow, who is professor of chemistry and engineering at Oregon's Portland State University. While Pankow admits that, quote, it's way too early now from an epidemiological point of view to say how bad they are, he insists that there are toxins and some are more regular than cigarettes, more than in regular cigarettes. So he's insisting. Does that mean that's proof? You can't just insist things. I mean, come on now. The clamoring began after the news headlines came out, with many pushing back because of the clear fault in the research. It didn't take long for people to realize that the study looked at e-cigarettes that were set at a very high voltage. Essentially, Pankow was checking out products that run way more power than that a far majority of e-cigs are set to. They're going way past what e-cig brands are recommending. Making the comparison is ridiculous. I read the report, and that's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, what are they doing? Is there even e-juice in the tank? Are they just vaping the straight wick? A dry wick? I mean, that's not vaping. That's smoking cotton. And smoking cotton is going to produce formaldehyde. Boy, oh boy. You got to check out this article. It's on our website. It's called The Ridiculousness of the Formaldehyde in e-cigs Claim. And please share it with your family and friends. I love this one quote right here. It's, this e-cig study assertion is like saying driving a car is deadly if you floor it in reverse on a narrow cliff while doing jello shots in your underwear, by Greg Gutfield. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it really, it cracks me up. But at the same time, it makes me mad because how many people are going to keep on smoking traditional cigarettes because they believe that it's healthier for you than electronic cigarettes. This is a big deal. So we're going to, you know, break this big lie. Just do the research. Don't go blindly believing any of these New England Journal of Medicine reports, who he's probably financed by some shady character. I mean, I don't want to, that's just my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like, subscribe us, follow us on Twitter, and share this video. We got to get the truth out there about the formaldehyde in e-cigarettes. Have a wonderful day and vape on.